This is the Griffith Observatory Sky Report through June 13, 2019. Here's what's happening in the skies of Southern California. The moon steadily brightens and remains visible for a longer time night by night, as its phase waxes from crescent to gibbous. It is first quarter on the 9th. The time of moonset advances from 11:27 p.m. to 3:17 a.m. between the 6th and the 13th. Binoculars should help you to find the planet Mercury as soon as the sky becomes dark enough to see it, at about 8:45 p.m. At that time, it appears similar to a moderately bright star, and it is located about 5 degrees, similar to the field of view of the binoculars, above the west-northwest horizon. The best time to observe Jupiter this year is on the night of the 9th through the early morning of the 10th, when the planet will be at opposition. It is then opposite the Sun in the sky, and as a result, at its closest point to the Earth and visible all night. It will rise at sunset and set at sunrise, and it is highest when it transits the meridian in the south at 1 o'clock a.m. Jupiter now appears in front of the stars of the constellation Ophiuchus, the Serpent Bearer. Saturn, in the constellation Sagittarius the Archer, is to the east of Jupiter and tags along about 2 hours behind Jupiter as the planets appear to drift from the east to west through the sky due to Earth's rotation. Look for Saturn between Jupiter and the southeast horizon at midnight. A telescope is needed in order to see Saturn's magnificent ring system. Free views of the Sun during the day and of the Moon, planets, and other celestial objects at night are available to the public in clear weather through Griffith Observatory's telescopes from Tuesday through Sunday before 9:30 p.m. Check our website for the schedule. The next free public star party on the grounds of Griffith Observatory, hosted by the Los Angeles Astronomical Society, the Sidewalk Astronomers, and the Planetary Society, will take place on Saturday, June 8th, between 2 o'clock p.m. and 9:30 p.m. Follow the Sky Report, All Space Considered, and Griffith Observatory on Twitter for updates of astronomy and space-related events. From Griffith Observatory, I'm Anthony Cook, and I can be reached at griffithobserver@gmail.com.